Get ready to do deep relaxation using focused breathing for labor. Feel that your body is quite comfortable, whether lying on your left side or on your back. If you're lying on your back, you may find it useful to have the legs bent, the feet flat on the floor, quite close to the body, and the knees closer together than the feet. If you're lying on your side, ensure that you have a straight spine, neck and head. The right knee may have a cushion or a pillow to raise it and support it. And the head can either rest on the arms or pillows. If you find that you need to move during the practice, try to keep this to a minimum and be aware that you are moving. Make a resolve to yourself that you will allow your body to understand this breathing for labor, and trust that when you are in labor, you will remember this quite easily. In the practice which follows, I will name different parts of the body, and you need make no effort to move or to try to relax any of these parts. Perhaps to repeat the name of each part to yourself, or to see it being bathed in a white or golden light would be a useful thing. Bring your attention to your right side, to your right-hand thumb. Become aware of your right-hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, fingers and thumb together, palm, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, front of the right thigh, back of the thigh, knee, back of the knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, instep, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all of the toes together. Have awareness of the whole right side, the whole right side. Now, the left side, left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, fingers and thumb together, palm, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, front of the left thigh, back of the thigh, knee, back of the knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, instep, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all of the toes together. be aware of the whole left side, the whole left side. Be aware of the whole right arm, whole left arm, whole right leg, whole left leg, right buttock, left buttock, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the length of the spine, whole of the back, back of the neck, back of the head, top of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the space between the eyebrows, right eyelids and eyelashes, left eyelids and eyelashes, nose, tip of the nose, right cheek, left cheek, right ear, left ear, upper lip, lower lip, the contact of both lips together, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, center of the chest, rib cage, diaphragm, navel, abdomen, groin, the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. Now, begin to experience a sense of heaviness within the body. Feel that your awareness of the body makes it seem heavier and heavier. The heavy body is being supported and cradled by the floor. Allow this feeling of heaviness to fade as you begin to experience a sense of lightness within the body. Feel the body becoming lighter and lighter in a balloon-like fashion, the body feeling almost weightless and buoyant. Let go of this feeling of lightness within the body and experience a sense of coolness, almost as if you were lying in a field where it's been snowing and the snow falling all around. Experience this sense of coolness. Let this feeling of coolness fade and experience warmth, as if you were lying in a warm, safe place. And feel a sense of warmth spreading over the entire body. Safe, comfortable warmth. Begin to let the feeling of warmth fade As you notice the breath entering and leaving the body, observe the breath rather than controlling it. Begin to establish the Ujjayi breath in the throat, focusing on the little hollow between and above the collarbones, feeling that the little hollow is breathing, hearing the sound of the breath clearly, experiencing coolness in the throat, feel at ease as you do this, effortless and easeful. You're going to begin breathing a golden thread, using your awareness to transform the in-breath into a long, thin, golden thread exhaled out through the mouth. And physically, you're going to be inhaling through the nostrils and exhaling through gently and softly parted lips with your awareness. You will inhale up both nostrils, as it were, toward the eyebrow center, and from here to the very center of the head, where the golden thread begins and is exhaled eventually through the gently parted lips. With each exhaling breath, feel the golden thread traveling a little further, becoming brighter and stronger. Inhaling, still using the Ujjayi breath, exhaling the air, fluttering the golden thread gently through the open lips. And this can be used in labor. Imagine in your mind's eye the waves of the sea and the golden thread traveling further and further away, just above the tops of the waves. Feel that the golden thread reaches a point where, instead of being exhaled away, you find that as you exhale, you're following the golden thread and it leads you. The waves of the sea may be regarded as what happens in labor. Periods of calm and periods of quite tempestuous, stormy waves. And feel that as you follow the golden thread with your exhaling breath, it leads you through and over the sea, back to shore, safely, no matter how high the waves may be. Just following the golden thread leads you back safely. the golden thread coming through gently, softly parted lips, not pursed lips, the mouth quite relaxed, without tension. The exhaling breath, long and gentle. After you next exhale, one or two more rounds of breath in this manner before returning to everyday breathing. Allow yourself to make a resolve at the end of the practice now to allow your body to remember this breathing for labor, and to trust it when you are in labor.